Blog Talk Radio.
I got you looking. I got you looking. All eyes on me like I'm an incomplete pyramid. Cause my swag is on top. Yeah, I know y'all noticed it. So far from limited. Platinum without a hit. My trip on that ride, that whole Benz lit. Acting like you on my team, when you the lying shit. Your fake game is weak, hater you need to quit. I work hard for what I got, and so deserving it. The best is in my future, now that's a perfect fit. My swag balling, rhyme swishing, like a chef. My verse is cooking, when I thrust, the bed shooking. It's my fault, now she hooking. Her snatch is wet, while she took in. Stuck on stoop, like she's from Brooklyn. I'm the best, y'all still rookin'. Call my agent, for the bookin'.
Yeah. I'm Matt Franco, a.k.a. Big Stats. I relax your mind and let your body reach climax. And even you, too, says I got J-Lo wet. Don't you know that this is a fucking set? MSSP. Does that look you right? It's like medicine to make you feel alright. This beat like Hot Fire Part 2 with Primo and the Anastasia crew. And all the chicks they wanna screw. Hit me and skip the soup. So now girl, you know what to do. So now girl, you know what to do.
Ooh yeah, hey. It's super beat up on this track. You be up in the club, kicking that ass. You know what they want, to smack that ass. Don't give it to them, I'll bounce right back. I'll give you a lucky experience, you'll never go past. Yeah, you say it, I'll baby wait in the back. I'll make you come so hard, you like, ooh yeah. Thanks, give up, you real bad. Thanks, give up, you real bad.
Hey, it's Matt Big Stats Frankel, and you're tuned in to Big Stats Adelaide, the station that's got him looking and featuring, and speaking of got him looking, that's Got Him Looking by my group, the MSFP crew, featuring the homeboy Primo. Alright, we got a great show for you guys today. We're going to be interviewing, hopefully I'm saying this right, Zehona. We're going to call him momentarily and double check that that's the right name, but while we get him on the line, here is Jay-Z and Linkin Park with that numb encore.
Yeah. Thank you. Far too kind. Yeah.
Ready?
Can I get an encore?
Do you want more? Cook and roll with the Brooklyn boys. So for one last time, I need y'all to roll.
Yeah.
Now what the hell are you waiting for? After me, there should be no more. So for one last time, nigga, make some noise.
Get him, Jay.
Who you know fresher than hoe? Riddle me that. The rest of y'all know where I'm lurking. Yep. Yeah. Can none of y'all mirror me back? Yeah, hear me rap, it's like hand G rapping his prime. I'm young H.O., rap's great for dead. Back to take over the globe, now break bread. I'm in Boeing jets, global spread. Out the country, but the blueberries still connect. On the low, but the yacht got a triple deck. But when you young, what the fuck you expect? Yep. Grand opening, grand closing. Goddamn your manhole, crack the can open again. Who you gonna find open to him with no pen? Just draw inspiration. Who you gonna see you can't replace him with cheap imitations from these generations?
Yeah.
Now what the hell are you waiting for? After me, there should be no more. So for one last time, nigga, make some noise.
Yeah.
hate you. When you first come in the game, they try to play you. Then you drive a couple of hits, look how they wait for you. From R.C. to Madison Square, so the only thing that matters is just a matter of years. As fate would have it, Jay status appears to be at an all-time high. Perfect time to say goodbye. When I come back like Jordan, we're in the 4-5. It ain't to play games with you, it's to aim at you. Probably mean you. If I owe you, I'm blowing you to smithereens. Cops have to take one for your team. And I need you to remember one thing. I came, I saw, I conquered. A record sale, sold out concert. Motherfucker, if you want this encore, I need you to scream to your lungs. So, come on.
Another track real quick, just for a brief moment. We're going to toss it to a preview while we get Zay Harona on the line with us. We're going to toss it to a preview of Turn It Up.
Cause that bitch is sure to turn you out. Got your bra motivated while the seats is quaking. I see you eyeballing my prison ride. Don't think it's sweet, cause I'm sure to send them up. Shit's creek down, I don't get to Fucks Avenue. I'm sure to flood the streets the way the bass is drowning. Through the frequency, you'll get cooked fast. All black, 6'4", watch you get yeah. Bass beating heavy in the Chevy.
Turn it up.
I been the corner, chuck a dude, they holler.
Turn it up, turn it up.
Yeah, I think you're not broke, nigga.
Turn it
up. Yeah, 4% of built dog.
Turn it up, turn it up.
Shit,
turn it up.
They know just what it is when they see the home.
Turn it up.
So never mind them niggas.
Turned
that be
for what? No, you know what I'm doing. I'm just blasting my music. Twisting loud pack in a switcher and my swag job foolish. 24s on a Camry, niggas' faces look stupid. Yeah, niggas wanna hate speakers, turn up on them losers. You can hear me before you see me, my ride 2 blocks away. Can't turn down, nah, bro. My trunk make the building sway. Banging hater in the speakers as I'm sipping on that lean. Got a headache, but this potion is all a nigga need.
Yeah, bass beating heavy in the Chevy.
Turn it up.
I been the corner, chuck a dude, they holler.
Turn it up, turn it up.
Yeah, I think you're not broke, nigga.
Turn it
yeah.
up.
Yeah, 4% to build a dog.
Turn it up, turn it up.
Shit,
turn it up.
They know just what it is when they see the home.
Turn
yeah.
it up.
So never mind the niggas that be hating on.
know.
Hey, Zay Harona, it's Big Stats. You're live on Big Stats Idle Hour. How you doing today?
I'm good, and you?
I'm good, too. I'm pronouncing that right?
It's okay, though. You could just go ahead and call me Zay.
All right, Zay. Tell us about, let's get right into it. Tell us about this track, It Don't Mean a Thing.
It Don't Mean a Thing. Basically, it was like coming from a kid's perspective growing up. It's like, to others, it may not mean a thing, but like, to little kids, it mean more because it's like they had no worries. They had no worries or any concerns or anything like that growing up like adults do.
All right. Well, we're going to ask you some more questions in a few, but let's get a listen to it. This is Zay with It Don't Mean a Thing.
City under the nightly sky like nothing matters, but it seems from time to time as I recline trying to render my mind. Ain't no shame in my game, y'all. Used to break it down like they did eight balls. MJG banging smoothie on my dish changer. Yeah, it'll change you. As it gains more interest, so does your responsibility, so you can't restrain. Yeah, okay, shit. I'm just trying to get at you, so what we doing tonight? We'll let your brother tell her, yeah, I know your type. Pick her up on a Sunday night, missing curfew shit. I won't see her till the next Monday, so hell nah, you can't date my daughter. Hell wrong with you? So I just back for now, like everything cool, cause I swear I'd be the same way if I had a daughter too. Floating through your city in your Chevy, dog, it don't mean a thing. It don't mean a thing. With a gang of bras up in VIP, sipping champagne, yeah. It don't mean a thing. It don't mean a thing. But on the wrist, it feel good though. It may not mean nothing to y'all, but a waste of time and money and effort. But I swear, on the wheel, it feel good though. It feel good though. Yeah. It's crazy, you get everything that you ever dreamed of as a kid. Now they looking for handouts, and when you shot them down, they just hit you where it hurt. Cut you straight open, open up your pride, now that wound is vacant. So they just throw salt in it like they trying to kill a smell or something. But I gotta stay focused with my eyes up on my prize, with my prison ride. I lie to you now with the heart of a liger, ho. Floating through your city in your Chevy, dog, it don't mean a thing. It don't mean a thing. With a gang of bras up in VIP, sipping champagne, yeah. It don't mean a thing. It don't mean a thing. But on the real, it feel good though. It may not mean nothing to y'all, but a waste of time and money and effort. But I swear, on the real, it feel good though. It feel good though, yeah. Good though, yeah.
That was it with It Don't Mean a Thing. That's one of those tracks you can really get lost in. I'm going to say that. I gotta know two things about that track we just heard. One is, like I said, you can really get lost in it in that track, like in a good way. One is, who made the beat? The second question is what inspired this song?
First one, the answer to the first question, a friend of mine did the beat, and when he did it, like, as soon as I heard it, everything came into play in my head. Can you repeat the second question again, please?
The second question, I guess, would just be an extension of what you said, was you said everything came into play. The second question is, what inspired writing that song?
What inspired?
Yeah, what
inspired? Basically, just listening to it. It put me in the perspective of
you got, like, lost in it too, didn't you?
Yeah, you could say that. I really did.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as I wrote it, I was like, it felt to me like that was one of the best things I've ever wrote in my life.
Yeah. What kind of artists inspire you?
What kind of artists inspire me? Inspirational ones, ones that basically speak on something. Speak their mind, real thoughts, deep discussion, those who actually went through what they say or have not, and speak to those who have actually went through it.
All right, so who do you say are those artists that are out there that have gone through it and, you know, come up on top that have inspired you?
I have to say, first off, Big Crit, he actually does inspire me a lot. Like, I listen to everything that he's ever actually put out. Cole is, like, very, he's deep, relaxed, and humble, and he speaks his mind, and I like the way he approached music. And
mm-hmm.
I have to say, thirdly, Lupe Fiasco. He's the type of person, when you listen to him, you have to listen literally to his tracks about almost like 100 times to understand word for word, literally what he's talking about. And when you actually get it and it clicks in your head, it's like you become in a clearer minded state, and it's overwhelming when you listen to him.
And for the listeners out there who are looking to find you online, you know, Twitter, Reverb, Facebook, YouTube, hell, some people even out there still have MySpace. Where can they find you online?
You can go to any website online and type in Zay Honor. That's Zay, and how you spell Honor is H-O-N-O-A. You can go on any MySpace, Facebook, Gmail, anything like that. You want to hit me up, just go ahead and give me a ring on any of those sites.
All right. Now, this is one that I ask all the artists that come in, because we've got some really unique, crazy answers on this all the time. Who would your fans be surprised to know that you listen to?
Surprised to know that I listen to? Wow. Surprised to know that I actually listened to. Nick Jonas.
Yeah, he's kind of got a nice sort of R&B vibe with that new single.
Yes. I like that single. I play it over and over almost every other day or every day.
All right, so tell us about this track, Who I Was Before.
It's basically me speaking to myself and in third person, like a couple of things I went through between me and my family, me and my friends, me and myself in general. It's like a battle with myself, but I'm speaking to myself about it instead of another person speaking to me, because I can only actually help me and get over this mountain that I'm bearing up.
Exactly
what it was about.
Here it is, Zay Ontner with Who I Was Before.
It's been a while. I'm not who I was before. You look surprised. Your words don't burn me anymore. It's been a while. I'm not who I was before. You look surprised. Your words don't burn me anymore.
Game over.
Shit. Me without knowing myself, they say I've changed. I'm nowhere near turning back the hands of time, so shit. My past is my past, kiss my ass for my present. Steady sitting in deep discussions, cause I swear these skeletons in my closet keep piling up, and I don't know how much more I can take, nor how much this heart can endure. Friends turn family back into friends, and yet again I still hold on for dear life like it's for part of me. Shit, stories unfold, but truth be told, loyalty ain't in me no more. I'm just a bitter part of me, like my enemy of my enemy. So I guess I'll just depart your head.
Don't burn me anymore. It's been a while. I'm not who
Alright, that hot track was Who I Was Before by Zayana. Did I get it right that time?
Yeah.
Alright, take us back with that one, just lead it, the whole story, how that track came to be from the production and all the sounds that are in it. That was one you can really move to and like vibe with. So I'm kind of interested in the whole backstory of that track for Who I Was Before.
Well, how that came to be was my man came to me with a beat like he usually do. And he sat down and he know that I was working on a mixtape, and then he shot me some beats and I heard it was something that I was like, no. But as soon as I heard that, I felt myself in it. I felt like myself literally take off. Every verse for verse, every word for word, all I had to do was put it down. And at that time, I was actually going through a lot of things, distance between friends, family, and myself, and it feels like, who was I? I wasn't this person that I, you know what I'm saying, like that I knew. It felt like I was getting beside myself with a whole lot of things. And I didn't feel that side of me. I didn't like it at all. It was like I was battling demons. I was battling myself. I was battling reality, society, everything about it. And to put it in words, as soon as I heard that track, everything escaped from me onto the paper, and I laid it down, the whole song, that same night.
And was that when you got it, was that hook in the track when you first heard it, or was that something that was added in later? Or?
That was already on there. That's what took me. The Who I Was Before. That's what took me. When I heard that, I instantly knew, and then the beat was nice. It was more my style. I was like, okay, I'm going to use that. And I used it.
Now, do you have plans on making any videos for any of the songs, maybe even that one, for like either releasing like a video on YouTube or something for that?
I mean, it's been brought to my attention that I should that particular track, to be honest. Not too long ago, I got an email from a couple people that actually listened to me, and they asked, am I ever going to do a video of that track or any track that's actually coming up off this upcoming mixtape that I'm about to drop. And, I mean, I'm thinking about it, but as far as visuals go, it's going to probably be like a while, not too long, but it's going to probably be like a while for me to actually sit down and have the view exactly how I see and show everybody what the track is basically about.
All right. So you mentioned this mixtape you got coming out. Tell us a bit about this project.
Basically, it's me. My cousin died not too long ago, and that hit me. And it was like I was stressing and everything, and it was like, what is the best way for me to have an outlet, pick music? Around that time, it was like I didn't have a name. I didn't have a name for it, but it was like every track that I was getting shipped, it was like, me was on every track. Like, I feel actually comfortable about it. It's fun. It's interesting. You'll get to know me more. You'll also probably on a couple tracks get to know yourself or who. If I have not gone through it, then I know somebody that has. And surely that will help somebody out there that's going through a tough time, hard time, getting to know themselves or anything like that. This is actually probably like one of my most inspirational mixtapes. Now that
that's
I'm working on, it's straight from the
All right. So on that same note, how has the surroundings of how you've grown up and how has that, this location and how you've grown up, how has that influenced what you write in the music?
It gives off a negative and positive vibe. Things that I've seen, to me, it's not literally like you walk outside your house and it's where you at. Your mind frame, my mind frame is what gets me. It's what you do in that environment with your mind frame and how you go about it.
All right. So we played this right before we called you in. We gave them a preview of this track you got called Turn It Up. Tell us about this track.
That track was fun track. I did part of that track in one night. Track is basically about, like, taking you back. Like, you can walk anywhere, like, into any store. Like, you went to school and you heard a song, and it was like, turn that song up, literally. It makes you feel some type of way. It makes you enjoy yourself. It makes you get through your day. It's like that song right there. I love that song. It's like there's no song basically better than that song. It doesn't matter what song it is. You can just walk in anywhere. You just feel like you want to either tell the cashier or anybody that's sitting right there, turn that song up. I love that song. It doesn't matter what kind of song it is, genre, anything like that. That's what basically I was going with when I heard that track.
All right, let's get a hit. Listen to it. It's Turn It Up.
Cause that bitch is sure to turn you out. Got your bra motivated while the seats is quaking. I see you eyeballing my prison ride. Don't think it's sweet cause I'm sure to send them up. Shit's creek down, I don't get two fucks avenue. I'm sure to flood the streets the way the bass is drowning. Through the frequency you'll get cooked fast. All black 6'4", watch it get yeah. Bass beating heavy in the Chevy.
Turn it up.
I been the corner chucker, do they holler.
Turn it up, turn it up.
Yeah, I think you're not broke, nigga.
Turn it
yeah.
up.
Yeah, 4% to build a dog.
Turn it up, turn it up.
Shit,
turn it up.
They know just what it is when they see the homie.
Turn
yeah.
it up.
So never mind them niggas.
Turn
up
what? No. You know what I'm doing, I'm just blasting my music. Twisting loud pack in a switcher and my swag jive foolish. 24s on a Camry, niggas' faces look stupid. Yeah, niggas wanna hate speakers, turn up on them losers. You can hear me before you see me, my ride 2 blocks away. Can't turn down, nah, bro. My trunk make the building sway. Banging hater in the speakers as I'm sipping on that lean. Got a headache, but this potion is all a nigga need.
Yeah. Bass beating heavy in the Chevy.
Turn it up.
I been a corner chucker, do they holler.
Turn it up, turn it up.
Yeah, I think you're not broke, nigga.
Turn it
yeah.
up.
Yeah, 4% to build a dog.
Turn it up, turn it up.
Shit,
turn it up.
They know just what it is when they see the homie.
Turn
yeah.
it up.
So never mind them niggas that be hating on.
Alright. As a honor with Turn It Up. Um, Do you have any plans for shows coming up anytime soon?
Not that I can say right off the bat, no.
I've enjoyed listening to all three of these tracks. And I know I've discussed with you off the program about us coming out with a compilation album relatively soon. And after listening to these three tracks, I definitely think it would be an injustice to our listeners not to have some of these tracks being featured on there. So I'm hoping you plan to get on this compilation, because those are some hot tracks you got there.
Thank you.
All right. We're about ready to close out the show, but hold on with me in a moment, because I'm going to let you think about between these three songs which one we're going to give them an encore listen to. So I'm going to ask you that momentarily. I want to remind our listeners that they can check out past and present episodes of Big Stats Idle Hour by going to bigstatsidlehour.com or by going to my website, msfpinc.com. That's msfpinc.com, where they can check out past and present episodes of Big Stats Idle Hour, hear music by my group, the MSFP crew, as well as music that I produce, see all the projects that I'm involved with, even find out about my new acting endeavors, and check out my IMDb page. And while you're there at msfpinc.com, that's msfpinc.com, make sure to scroll to the bottom of the page and click that beautiful yellow donate button. We're working on creating a foundation that benefits special needs children through music education. So be part of the magic of creating that foundation. And we can't just close it out there. We got to hit them with one more track. What track should we hit them with real quick?
Matter of fact, how about you choose?
Which one?
How about you choose?
I want to hear who I was before again. To be honest, that hook, that sound, just you groove to it. It's just so here it is. This is Zayon with Who I Was Before.
It's been a while, I'm not who I was before. You look so bright, your words don't burn me anymore. It's been a while, I'm not who I was before. You look so bright, your words don't burn me anymore.
Game over.
Shit. Me without knowing myself, they say I've changed. I'm nowhere near turning back the hands of time, so shit. My past is my past, kiss my ass for my present. Steady sitting in deep discussions, cause I swear these skeletons in my closet keep piling up, and I don't know how much more I can take, nor how much this heart can endure. Friends turn family back into friends, and yet again I still hold on for dear life like it's for part of me. Shit, stories unfold, but truth be told, loyalty ain't in me no more. I'm just a bitter part of me, like my enemy of my enemy. So I guess I'll just depart your head.
Don't burn me anymore. It's been a while.
No, but I do understand your concern. Steady dealing with this ghost of mine, concocting up my thoughts unwillingly. Cause when the midnight rise, seems the only way I can ever get my point across. No ears to these paper thin walls. So what's the, I'll take up my outer walk through this seminar. Come talk, no, come walk. Don't be scared, don't even bat your eyes. Just sit still until I'm able to catch a perfect picture that could contain the Mona Lisa's frame. So how did I ever stay sane? Well, you listening to my therapy, yeah. One dose, you'll feel it. Two dose, addicted. Third dose, you'll...
don't do this, but I want to keep it going with one extra song, but I want you to introduce it. There's a track we played earlier, when I played it here, I got lost in it, you got lost in it. I don't want to miss a thing, but I want you to officially introduce it once more.
Well, here's a new track from off my upcoming mixtape, Other Side of That Cadillac, called It Don't Mean a Thing.
Here it is.
Floating through the city under the nightly sky like nothing matters. But it seems from time to time as I recline trying to render my mind. Ain't no shame in my game, y'all. Used to break it down like they did 8-Balls. MJG banging smoothie on my dish changer. Yeah, it'll change you. As it gains more interest, so does your responsibility, so you can't restrain. Yeah, okay, shit. I'm just trying to get at you, so what we doing tonight? Well, let your father tell her, yeah, I know your type. Pick her up on a Sunday night, missing curfew, shit. I won't see her till the next Monday, so hell no, you can't date my daughter. Hell wrong with you. So I just back for now, like everything cool. Cause I swear I'd be the same way if I had a daughter too. Floating through your city and your Chevy, dog. It don't mean a thing. It don't mean a thing. With a gang of bras up in VIP, sipping champagne. Yeah, it don't mean a thing. It don't mean a thing. But on the wrist, it feel good though. It may not mean nothing to y'all, but a waste of time and money and effort. But I swear, on the wheel, it feel good though. It feel good though. Yeah. Crazy, you get everything that you ever dreamed of as a kid. Now they looking for handouts, and when you shot them down, they just hit you where it hurt. Cut you straight open, open up your pride. Now that wound is vacant, so they just throw salt in it like they trying to
feel good though. It feel good though. Yeah.
Don't Mean a Thing by Zayana. And I want to thank our guest, Zay, for joining us today. And we'll catch you guys next time here on Big Stats Idle Hour. Peace.